every Thursday morning just after 7:35. We check in with Ivy Tech. Keith, and today our special guest is...
We have Dr. Larry Swofford, who is the Dean of Health Sciences at Ivy Tech here in Bloomington.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine.
Great. Thanks for joining us. We know it's been very, very, very busy at Ivy Tech. That's hardly a surprise at all. Graduation just a couple weeks ago. Summer school starting now. Keith, gee whiz.
Started Monday.
So now it's there is no rest for the wicked, and that's good.
Well, Larry, you've got one of the bigger programs at Ivy Tech. What are some of the things that are included in your program?
Well, I do, Keith, and, you know, we have the associate degrees and we have the selective entrance programs, which I've been on before and talked about, such as respiratory therapy, paramedic, and radiation therapy. But what your people might not know is we have a lot of short-term programs that are less than a year long that you can get into easily and you can graduate quickly and you can get out there and get a job.
Larry, where have you seen the biggest demand over the last couple of years locally here for who in the workforce is needing more employees?
Well, you know, there's always IU Health, and that's the behemoth in our area. And so that's also our major clinical site that our students rotate through, whether it's the health sciences or nursing. But in several of our programs, we use clinics all across South Central Indiana, all the way to from Vincennes to Seymour. And so students... You know, they travel a lot, but they get a lot of variation in what they see by visiting these hospitals.
Larry, go ahead.
We really cover South Central Indiana.
I want to get Mike's attention here on something because I know we got some programs to talk about, but one of the things that he heard about last time around was you have a massage program now. And
yeah.
You need people to help out in that program to get a massage.
Yes, for over the last year, Keith, we've had several inquiries from local businesses saying there's a need for therapeutic massage therapists. And so the chancellor and I discussed this, and we determined there was a need. So we started that program in January. It's a two-semester program. So the students are in their final semester this summer, and they'll be graduating with a certification, and make them eligible to take the state registry, the exam, and then get out there and get a job.
Let's talk about that for a second. We're talking about, and you have some new programs in that two-semester. You take two semesters of classes, and you have a certification to go out and get a job, and these are jobs you know exist in the greater Bloomington area, correct?
Correct.
Give us some examples.
A lot of the technician jobs that would be in healthcare or doctor's offices aren't necessarily an associate degree. What Ivy Tech is starting to do is implement a lot of certifications, and so a student can get in there and take a certification course and then pass their certification and get a job, and if they wish to continue on for the associate degree, then they can do that.
We have
a lot of certificates. We have an electrocardiogram technician. We have a phlebotomy technician. We have a farm tech. We have therapeutic massage. We have certified nursing assistant. We have outpatient insurance coding. We have emergency medical technician. We have dementia care tech. As you mentioned just a minute ago, we have a new optometric technology program that has all a certificate option and a degree option. And so we constantly add new certificates to our repertoire.
Can you say phlebotomy on the air? Is that legal? Are we licensed to do all that? Dr. Larry's our guest this morning. And having all these angles in these programs here, you really can serve the need of the business community here in town. How long, when someone comes to you, do they have to have previous experience in any of these fields? Or are we talking about just graduated high school kids? Talk about who's eligible to be in these programs.
Sure. Most of these programs, generally, we do either they have to have anatomy one and a medical terminology, but many of these, those two courses are built into the program as prerequisites, so they can start right away. Emergency medical tech, certified nursing assistant, they can go right into. The thing about the emergency medical technician is you have to be 18 years old.
That's it? And a high school graduate?
Yep.
So what if they come to you and they're looking for one of these programs, what do they need to bring to get enrolled in all of this?
Well, you know, it is healthcare, and so there are some things that students have to do, and one of those is a background check, drug screen, physical, and immunizations, because you're going to be around patients. So those are the requirements that on the student's personal side they need to take care mm-hmm. of. So, you know, you don't want people with certain criminal backgrounds to be working around patients. And so all of our health programs require those basic things.
And a high school education, and that's it. They come,
yes.
get enrolled, and you're talking two semesters. So if I enrolled this coming fall, I would be certified, be eligible to take the exam, I guess, at the end of spring?
May.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kinds of job? Now, this optometric thing, that's brand new for Ivy Tech, right?
Optometric, we're accepting applications at this moment until the end of June. It'll be our first cohort that'll be starting in August, and we'll be the only one in the state. And so this is, again, they can start in August and finish in May and get their certification. And then if they choose to, they can go part-time after that while they're working, and they can complete their associate degree on their own time frame. They can do it as fast as they want, or they can do it in as long as time they want.
Larry, what do these people do? What's that mean?
Well, a lot of the optometric clinicians in the area, the eye doctor's offices in the area, they make the glasses, they measure the eyes, they do all of this stuff. When you go to the eye doctor and they take some of those initial measurements, that's the optometric technologist doing that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned farm tech, but we're not talking about agriculture.
No, we're not talking about that. Farm tech, it is...
Pharmaceuticals, Keith. Come on, Keith.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Well, Larry, Keith's got his overalls on today and his pitchfork.
I got that, Keith. He's always a wise guy to me. So a pharmacy technician is the proper name, and those are the people who fill your prescriptions in drugstores.
And I have seen, everywhere I go, I see one pharmacist and four or five other people doing that. So there's a need for these kinds of jobs right now in this area?
There is a need for everything I mentioned earlier in this area.
What kind of money, Larry? What are we talking about? Are these good-paying jobs?
Yeah, for the most part, most of them start out, starting salary for a new grad is about $12 to $14 an hour. There are some a little bit higher than that, such as insurance coding or therapeutic massage. But for the most part, they're between $12 to $14 an hour, which, you know, about $28,000, $30,000 a year.
Okay. And so if someone is interested in any of this, how do they get more information?
They can call the School of Health Sciences at Ivy Tech, and that is 812-330-6060, and our person in charge of that program is Tessa Bales, and she can answer any of their questions and advise them on the route to go.
Yep. So if you're looking to find employment,
that's a fast one too.
If you're looking to change employment, mm-hmm. if you're looking for a new direction, there's plenty of ways to do it. Dr. Larry, thanks for your time this morning, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Nice being on. And I liked your forecast earlier, by the
way.
Oh,
my gosh. I'll blame you for that. You get full blame for that this morning. And in case you're just joining us, 76 in sunshine today, 84 in sunshine tomorrow, 89 in sunshine on Saturday, 92. Listen to this, though. 92 in sunshine on Sunday, but Sunday has the lowest humidity, and it's mm-hmm. and all the days are under 50%. The lowest humidity is on Sunday, so that's just going to be hot and perfect. So we're gonna let Dr. Larry take full marks for the forecast this morning.
Well, before we let Larry go, one of the things you need to know is he's an Oklahoma fan.
Oh, Bob Stoops is retired. What do you think about that?
I know. I just saw that yesterday.
Lincoln,
I think we're in good hands with Lincoln Riley.
I think you're right, because Bob, knowing maybe when it's time to go, but that tells you that he thinks he has the other pieces of the puzzle. They've got brand new facilities. Lincoln Riley is very well thought after in the recruiting and schematic world of football. So, Boomer Sooner here on Thursday morning.
Boomer Sooner.
You like that. All right. You know where Stoops is going, by the way. Did you read this article?
I heard this. Ohio State?
No.
Okay.
No. He's bought another property on the Gold Coast in Chicago. Ooh. He's got a $2.3 million mansion. Now he bought one right next to it. So who knows what he's going to be doing? Wow. You know what he's doing? He's keeping his wife happy.
Maybe we should all go into
coaching. That's what he's doing. We should all go into coaching. That's right. Forget about these noble professions like training the next people to serve us all and help us out who are sick. But we should all be coaches. Dr. Larry, we appreciate your time this morning, and we'll get caught up with you as the summer rolls on.
All right. Thanks.
Dr. Larry Swofford from Ivy Tech. Give me his official title again.
He is Dean of the Health Sciences.
See, that's an easy one. I have Steve Bryan on here. I'm here all morning just trying to get his title all sorted out and put together there.